there could be two factors. One is that there is also a bit of a liquidity crunch in some of the Western countries or some of the countries where Zimbabweans come from. But also, when the Reserve Bank looks at the remittances, they look at the money that comes through banking channels and money transfer agencies like Western Union, World Remit, MoneyGram, and so on. And there is also a lot of money that comes through not through the banking channel. So you'll find that in some instances, these monies are not taken into consideration as well. So those could be the two factors, that people are just carrying money into the country without using the banking channels, or also that people are also struggling in those countries.